Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
The radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for an active weather night ahead as the first of two storm systems this week moves through the area. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. Breezy, very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 70s. Spotty showers possible during the daytime hours. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely again late Tuesday night into Wednesday as the second storm system of the week moves through. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
From
depressed, busy memorizing talk radio, and an oxymoron called unbiased news. Trauma, ooh, it's a bloody cyber fight. I think we might need prep or alcohol.
Twitch who's ranting in all caps.
They're a douche, I will shortly unfollow.
But it's worth I'm fighting him with my QWERTY typing keys.
You're an a-hole, you stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro.
Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comet war is dying down, have we let it go?
We will not know, cause now here come the trolls.
Have been trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Now here come the
trolls. Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll.
Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends out just like me.
Especially when it sounds just like me.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour to start 93 home on the pen, WACB for a Monday. Rosie is hanging out with us this afternoon. Maybe the spot will experience the Jonas later. Grant, Jake Plumlin, and others.
And here they are.
But for starters, it's me and Rosie. Jeb, give us the big welcome.
Please clap.
We'll start with some breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Guess who the highest paid federal employee is? Give everybody a chance to think. You're supposed to guess. Give everybody a few seconds to think about the highest paid federal employee. Think of somebody who's been wrong more than he's been right.
Fauci?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
According to a new report by Forbes, Dr. Anthony Fauci, my error, is the highest paid employee in the U.S. government in 2019, his salary was $417,000, which is $17,608 higher than the president makes. And, of course, the president, the one we had, not this thing, this guy we just inaugurated. In fact, in a 10-year period between 2010 and 2019, he made $3.6 million in salary. And actor Matthew McConaughey asked if had the audacity to ask if he had millions of dollars invested in the vaccines. Do you think we'd ever find out if it were? And, of course, the picture that accompanies the article is him with his mask off at the season opener for the Washington Nationals last year, where he threw out the first pitch. So there you go. There's a little tidbit of information to start your Monday afternoon with a smile. This is on, really? Doesn't feel like it. Otherwise, the news is just, it's suck, is what it is. This could be interesting. This comes from the files of our virtual executive producer, Rusty Aldrich.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to preview it. We're just going to go with it here. I did say open, okay?
Make no mistake. There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection against the United States.
In other news, thank you, Rusty. That was very good, but...
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Yes, it is. Of course it is. And thank you for taking the time. My job would be so much easier if everybody would just do all of my work for me.
Yeah, me too.
Ding.
Fries are done.
Yeah. No, this is, okay. News from the home front today.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know if it's because I'm conservative or if it's because of the coronavirus. You know, I have just become George Bailey. Well, no, I lost my status. I'm worth more alive than dead, which is very precarious news for my family. And I have a term policy, and it goes up every year, as you might expect, because the older you get, the more of the riskier you are. And from what I know, I must be getting riskier.
And Leon's getting larger.
And so I got my annual notification. Here's the amount we're going to debit from your account starting February 13th. And it was more than a 125% increase. I mean,
wow.
It put the number in a completely unmanageable area. So I've got to die by the 13th of February or figure out something else. I was not expecting that. And I'm wondering, why would it go up such a dramatic amount? Is it the coronavirus? Are they paying out more premiums this year? They just want to get rid of anybody that's over a certain age?
That's possible.
That really put a big damper. I got that note Saturday. That really made my weekend less enjoyable. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I've been cheating death my whole life, whether it's getting hit by a bus and surviving that or some of the stupid self-inflicted crap I've done over the years. And I'm probably going to be one of those people that does all that and still lives to be 90. That'd be just my luck.
You know what? My policy, once I reach 100, is null and void. So I thought, well, I got to die by the time I'm 99, or...
I have a little whole life, which accrues value, but that's not going to take care of Mrs. Ritterbottle and son and daughter. You'd like to leave your kid a little something, right? You know? And unless I croak between now and Valentine's Day...
No.
I've got to come up with another plan. I did call them. And this is a big company, by the way. This is not Joe's Life Insurance. This is a big company. They own what's called, what I've always nicknamed, the Fang Building in San Francisco. You should know which one I'm talking about. It looks like a giant fang on the landscape. So I called to find out, gee, what did I do to deserve this? Our lines are busier than usual today. Our wait time is 45 to 53 minutes. Then they come back a couple of minutes later. If you'd like a call back when somebody's available, we'll do that. So I put the number in. 40 minutes passes, 50 minutes passes. About a little over an hour later, the phone rings. And it says, press 1. But the way this stupid phone, and you know what? I hate this phone sent 30 emojis to somebody this morning on Facebook Messenger, and I didn't touch the damn thing. I don't know how that happens, but this thing really has a mind of its own. It makes me wonder just how much they're spying on me. Anyway, so they call back, and then the caller thing is, instead of illuminating the entire face of the phone, it's up at the top with a little green and a little red. So I hit it, says, press 1 if this is you. But I don't know how to bring the keypad up because it's... So I'm screaming into the phone. It's hitting 1, but it's not the one that's connected to the call and yada, yada, yada. So I said, well, maybe I'll try them when I wake up in the morning. Maybe they got 24-hour service. But then they called back, and that time I tapped... the little bar where it says incoming call. I liked it when the whole thing lit up so you knew. You could see the name. And it's, don't tell me to get a jitterbug. I'm not that bad. I do not need a jitterbug.
No.
So this time I just tapped the name and it was them. And then the whole screen fill up. Why do they have to change that? Why do these companies always have to F with stuff and do these updates that don't make it any easier? This phone, I already want my old one back. All it really needed was another covering on the face, and the one on this one is already, the plastic is already starting to peel off this one. But it does all this stuff without prompting from me.
That's not good.
No. And it makes me wonder why. So, but these are first world problems, aren't they? Somewhere there's somebody that doesn't have a cell phone, that's still looking for a payphone or using a landline, and they have it tougher than I do. Maybe I should just get with DCCI and see what they can do for me.
Yeah, two-way radio.
They're two-way communications. Nothing gets in the way. Every business... And if you are a business owner or manager and you would like to hire another person, but you just don't have the money to pay a salary and all the benefits and everything that goes with it, DCCI can be the company that steps in and helps you
find your own business.
They can set up a meeting so you can learn how your business, you know, explain to them how your business operates, and then they, with all their years of experience, can input on how they and their technologies can make it easier for you. Motorola did a study that shows a team of 3 can do the work of 4 with two-way radios. That really boils it down nicely. The savings add up. So whether it's GPS tracking, two-way radios, one call and they can walk you through the best solution for your business. The number to call is 780-1112. They also specialize in repair of your existing radios and business communication systems. They program, service, and repair locally the tools your business needs to help you mind your own business. So give them a call today to learn more. It's Christopher Black, David Darden at DCCI. 780-1112, or look them up online at DCCICOMM. That's DCCICOM.com. At 321, this is Ed, our first caller of the afternoon. Hi, Ed.
Yes, sir. I was, I'll be 65 in July, and I, too, had a term policy that ran out. And if you are an NRA member, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at the insurance, term insurance you can get for the money. And without going into a lot of details, that's the scoop. Also, AAA has, if you remember what AAA, you can get some, and I've searched the internet, I know. But AAA and NRA is even better than AAA, although I do own a AAA policy now. And now that I've seen the NRA latest one, I will probably get one of those too. Hope that will help you.
Appreciate it. But isn't joining the NRA like announcing to this new government of ours that you're a insurrectionist? Because you believe in the Second Amendment? I'm being facetious, but it's kind of getting like that, isn't it? I guess Ed was very unimpressed with what I had to say, but thank you for calling, Ed. We're going to take a quick break here at 3:22. Everything is on the table this afternoon at 272-9228.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Toss to Godwin. He's got the first down, and this game's over. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to Super Bowl 55.
Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida.
No, that's really making a lot of people upset today. You know what's trending on Twitter? Kaepernick. Well, I don't think he's played an NFL game in like 4 or 5 years, whatever. He's made a ton of money for being an insolent traitor, but that's his business, not mine. It's trending, according to Tommy Lahren, because Tom Brady, a skilled quarterback, hasn't been canceled due to his friendship with Donald Trump. Makes sense, doesn't it? This is where everything is going, and this cannot be allowed to happen.
Kaepernick saying that?
No, Kaepernick is trending because everybody hates the idea that Tom Brady is playing, and Kaepernick has nothing to do with the fact that Tom Brady has more talent in his whatever's left of his pinky fingernail than Colin Kaepernick has head to toe. It has nothing to do with that. Tom Brady, in his 10th Super Bowl, might be just a better effing quarterback than old Sad Eyes. This idea that anybody that has a good relationship or a friendship with Donald Trump needs to be, you know, this is scary. They seem to forget that he got 75 million votes. Now, granted, he was up against the most popular man ever to run for the presidency. Yeah. And boy, they will not countenance anybody suggesting that election was anything less than counted right down to this final vote. And we know that's BS. the wild stance of Tom Brady. Morning briefing. Joe Biden is the worst five-day president ever. Well, he has been the kiss of death for a lot of people. Let's see. After catching up with the news for today, I was struck by a most sobering thought. Biden might be such a train wreck that he makes us miss Obama. I almost have to hand it to Mr. Gropes. He's spreading pain all over the place. I've already had multiple moments for schadenfreude, but that feeling is fleeting when I realize I'm going to be miserable too. It hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure there will be a knock at the door. The only thing that might save us is that Biden doesn't have the stamina to work every day. You know, they shut him down at 10:30 Saturday morning. I also saw a video over the weekend of him signing executive orders that appeared to be blank. On his first day, he killed the Keystone XL pipeline, a move condemned by the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. In revoking this permit, the Biden administration has chosen to listen to the voices of fringe activists. And that's really who's driving all of this. Mm-hmm. People on the extreme, but they're so capable of making noise, and the media is so eager to embrace them, it seems like there's many more of them than there actually are. They're not. But they got nothing better to do all day but bitch about whatever. The pipeline. They even managed to piss Canada off at the United States, and that's hard to do. Sadly, the Biden administration has now put thousands of union workers out of work. For the average American family, it means energy costs. And what did Pete Buttigieg say? Buttigieg? Well, good luck finding other union jobs. See, government, lifetime government schmucks can say that because they never have to worry about a paycheck, do they?
Nope.
And if it's tight, they'll just print more money to cover theirs. All of this expertise coming from people who never worked in the private sector, who don't know what it's like to bear the responsibility of a payroll, to be accountable for the lives of so many employees, and yet we keep putting them in, and I don't understand it. It's difficult to conjure up any sympathy, says PJ Media, for people who are stupid enough to fall for the Scranton Joe, friend of the common man myth. Really? And that's true. That's how the media spun it. Biden was in the upper echelons of the government for almost half a century. He wasn't down with the struggle just because he got a train every once in a while. I rode the train. Does that give me, am I down with the struggle now too? Is that how you qualify? And he's been so healing, so uniting, right? Let's see. Former Tulsi is no longer in Congress. That's a shame. Raised the alarm about the Democrats' disturbing crackdown on domestic terrorism in the wake of the Capitol riot. January 6th, she warned that domestic terror bill that the House Democrats have proposed would undermine our constitutional rights and freedom and lead to law enforcement targeting almost half the country. We don't have to go guess where this is going or how it ends. When you have people like former CIA Director John Brennan openly talking about how he's spoken with or heard from appointees and nominees in the Biden administration who are already starting to look across the country for these types of movements similar to the insurgencies they've seen overseas that, in his words, say make up the unholy alliance of religious extremists. That would be anybody that goes to church on Sunday. You are a religious extremist. Bigots, the list of a few others, and at the end, even libertarians. Indeed, Brennan named libertarians as part of the unholy alliance. I hope you're listening to this, Joey, including religious extremists. Fascist activist, independent journalist Glenn Greenwald warned that Brennan is suggesting using the tools they used to take ISIS off the internet, the tools they used to destroy Al-Qaeda. Wow. Even the lightbringer, that would be Obama, waited for a while before he turned the IRS into his personal goon squad to target conservative groups, and we all know about that. And did anything come of any of that, wholly illegal abuse of conservative groups applying for 501(c) status with the IRS? I know some lawsuits were filed. They were probably tossed out by Obama judges and stuff like that. I don't know that any of those ever bore fruit. This is where it's all going. Let's see. Jen Psaki. Last week I asked you for your questions and you delivered a bunch here, and looking forward to doing this again soon. Let's see what kind of tough questions she's been asked when we come back from this next break, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are getting down to the last week of January, which means you have between now and Saturday to get with our friends at Jack Ingram on some amazing deals that, like a Nissan Sentra, a 2021 Nissan Sentra at, let me see if I want to make sure I get this number right here. At $199 a month, I did read that correctly. That's a 2021 Sentra SV, $199 per month over 36 months, and you can get all the details at jackingramnissan.com. I know they have certified pre-owned opportunities, which means you'll pick up a car that basically looks brand new. They get a lot of cars out of short-term leases, too, corporate leases, they're called. Some have just a few thousand miles, but you don't pay the full list price on a car like that. So find out what they can do. You know, if you don't love what you drive, it's time to change that. And these are the people that can make it happen for you. Browse the inventory at jackingramnissan.com. Pick a car out to bring it to your home or office. If you make they'll praise your trade on site. I mean, a brand new Nissan for $199 a month, that sounds like a price from 20 years ago. And it starts at jackingramnissan.com. All right, let's see how the roads are moving at 3:32. Thanks for all the calls so far, by the way. Station's most popular hour.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Well, we have no accidents that we know of to report right now in the Montgomery area, but we do have light to mostly moderate traffic all around the boulevard. If you're on the Northern Boulevard traveling from Jackson Ferry Road towards I-65 to merge, they are working on the bridge over the Alabama River on the Northern Boulevard. The right lane is closed. You'll have to be in the left lane to go by the work, and you should be able to merge both north and southbound past the work area. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, very busy. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Education Association is urging the state to give teachers COVID-19 vaccinations following the deaths of at least 30 public school employees statewide from the illness. Alabama is currently only giving vaccinations to healthcare workers, nursing home residents, people 75 and older, and first responders. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore announced today all schools will start virtual learning beginning February 1st and will likely remain virtual until COVID-19 vaccines are widely available to the district's employees. The move comes after at least four of its employees died recently from COVID-related causes. Montgomery City and County leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. The clinic will be held this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring an ID to get the vaccine. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for an active weather night ahead as the first of two storm systems this week moves through the area. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tonight. Breezy, very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 70s. Spotty showers possible during the daytime hours. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely again late Tuesday night into Wednesday as the second storm system of the week moves through. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Anonymous News Source.
Mr. Anonymous News Source.
Boy, do you know a lot. You've got the inside scoop on everything that happens anywhere at any time. And all you want in return is strict anonymity. What are you afraid of?
It's okay, you don't have to be shy.
Come on, snitches don't really get stitches.
Everyone loves a rat, yeah.
So when you have no idea who that guy is that told you something juicy, and it can be corroborated by someone else you've never met, it's not hearsay. You've been given grade A accurate information by Mr. Anonymous News Source, a real American hero.
Mr. Anonymous News Source.
Tattletale.
Now, a lot of those, you know, we heard. That's what most of the news that drove the election came from. People, they didn't name anybody. Just the usual reliable sources, right?
Yeah.
Like a toilet wall or some other location. I'm going to play, by the way, our number is 272-9228. You don't have to be afraid of me. This clip I received over the weekend, Biden's actual inauguration. Actually, there's this. This is supposed to be humorous. We'll decide after we play it. But I watched another video, and I think I can pull that one up from 100%fedup.com from people that were across the street and were just stunned at, A, there was nobody there, how quiet, just absolutely pin-drop quiet the entire Capitol was. Anyway, here is the actual inauguration, an exclusive presentation of this station.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Do you solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America?
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Anyway, the point I want to make is Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did, yeah, and back in those days, you see how things have changed. I learned a lot.
It's not done. I'm just telling you, they're like cartoon characters, and their eyes are overflowing with tears as they're watching this moving address.
And I learned that you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who runs the brings out the carts on a forklift.
And by the way, it's cost a lot of money. It cost about $740 billion over 10 years.
Okay. Now.
That's Kamala.
What happened?
Do you solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America?
I do.
Maybe today's the day we should begin the... I need a calendar, like one of those big desktop calendars. Mm-hmm. And we'll put together a pine fries, and we'll let people pick a date in the future where Joe is no longer president. How long they think this charade will last. We talked about doing that before. We were just holding out till the last minute that something might occur. So if I can find one of those desktop calendars around here somewhere, here in this big, beautiful broadcasting company, we can do that, and I can put your name on a specific date. I'm sure I can treat you to dinner, do any number of other things.
Okay.
Now, let me see if I can find that 100% fed up. What was that?
Listener
Does anybody
said,
want to talk to us on the air?
Well,
because I really hate it.
A listener just said that we had dead air for about 45 seconds, but I know we didn't have it here, so must have been in the radio app or if he was listening online.
Did you ask?
Online.
Was it the app or was he listening
No,
over
I
the
didn't.
Air?
I didn't ask. I should have. He's just now able to hear us, though. That's what he said.
And he missed that great Biden inauguration.
Happy hour. Who
said? Oh, my. I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, hold on.
This is described. Who's this?
Comrade Crawdad calling from Moscow.
All right. Crawdad, I want you to hold for just a second. I want to play just a very brief portion of this tape. This was shot across from where the inauguration was taking place, and I guess most of the media was sent this far away for whatever reason.
Hey, guys. We're here at the inauguration. It's the most bizarre scene you ever saw in your life. There's like 100 people at the Biden inauguration. And it's dystopian. So there's nobody here. There's like more people up here with the press overlooking the Capitol than there are at the inauguration. We're here with Fox News and CNN and this guy great. This guy Eric is great from TBN. He's a Middle East correspondent. Really great coverage. You know, conservative. So, again, it's freezing here. It's like 25 degrees. It's snowing. Kamala Harris and Amy Klobuchar just spoke. There are more people at the West Palm Beach Airport waiting for Trump than there are here at the inauguration.
And the video bears this out. I mean, looks like on the rooftop of a nearby building with a great view of the Capitol grounds. There's nothing there. Hey, should we all learn what dystopian means in case you weren't sure?
Sure.
It can be an adjective relating to or denoting an imagined state or society where there is great suffering or injustice. Or as a noun, a person who imagines or foresees a state or society where there is a great suffering or injustice. Does everybody now understand what dystopia means?
No.
Okay.
Describe
this. Word of the day. Here is Comrade Crawdad.
Greetings, Lulich.
What's up?
The date that Biden will not feel well and have to go home and turn over the reins to his second, and there will be June 13 at 2:30 in the afternoon.
We don't need the time of day. The date will be sufficient.
June the 13th on that Sunday.
Rosie has a calendar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're prepared. All right, so we're going to give you that date. We'll put Crawdad in there.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you, comrade. We appreciate call.
Take care.
You too.
And Cooter said he's been listening on the app and has had no break, so it's either online, which I know when I listen online by computer, sometimes it will stop. You know, and
because
if
the squirrels have to catch up
exactly
to the signal. All right, so we're going to do this now. I don't know the prize, so if you're going to call and pick a date, you know, Joe's last day in office, you're doing this unsure of what kind of prize pack we can put together for you. I have a nice stair stepper at home. It needs a cord. It's got to have some value on it. We could give that away. In fact, I'm thinking about having a garage sale. I may need to have a really big one so my family has coverage. Sam.
Greg, you big fuzzy bear. You big cuddle muffin. How you doing this afternoon? Hello?
I'm fine. Oh. I'm fine. How many?
Oh, man. No, listen, I heard that about the Biden. And you know, you would assume they would try to be nice about it and show him some respect. But I got a feeling as soon as this spring, so I would go with my own birthday. It's March 5th. I just got a feeling the man's not going to last long.
All right. Well, if they already have to tuck him into bed at 10:30 in the morning on Saturday, that's probably very true.
Yeah,
so he's
man,
got March 5th for Sam.
Okay.
Greg,
yes.
Always a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you, Sammy. Yeah. Who's
Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Good afternoon, my friend. How about April the 1st?
Yeah, that's there's an appropriateness
to that. That would be appropriate
that.
Somehow or another.
All right, Barbara, you're in. And thank you
let me tell you, I love the show. I tell you this all the time, and I know a lot of times you say we don't call in, but I listen every day. Even if I'm out of town, I finally got the app on my radio and on my phone, I mean. I listen to you all the time. I just listen. I don't always call in, but I do. I love the show, and I love you. I feel like you're a dear, close friend.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to come see you one day at Baumhauer.
Please do.
Yes.
Those are great gatherings. And
I
even
know
more, they're even more important now that we're all going through this. I mean, if you thought last year was uncertain times, having numbnuts in the White House ain't going to make
Lord,
it any less uncertain. You know what I'm saying?
Scary.
All in this
but
dystopia.
I do. I love the show.
Thank
and I'm, like I said, I'm gonna make it to Baumhauer's one day. See, that's church night for me. So
okay,
but one of these days I'm gonna put you first.
Thank you.
I love you. Bye bye.
Bye.
This just in: Joe Biden has granted citizenship to everybody who voted for him. My source on that is the Babylon Bee. I'll grab this live because we're going to break shortly. Hi, who's this?
Yes, y'all was talking about Joe Biden last day in office.
Yes.
Joe Biden going to do all 4 years. And
well, that'll teach me to take a call live on the air.
Mm-hmm.
In case you missed it, and you didn't, if you were on the app, he said he's going to be in office all 8 MFing years because he has such a vast vocabulary. I guess he hasn't put you out of work yet.
He usually calls up and curses me. So,
all right, let's star 69 his number. Let me see if I can find out. But that does not make for great radio. We're going to star 69 your number and call the cops. It is 3:48 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Well, that certainly added an element of excitement to the afternoon. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing are the people that can team up with you to keep your, especially your energy costs, down. Efficiency is so important. So when you buy a membership for $159, you'll get 2 annual tune-ups to the system to keep it clean, keep it working efficiently. And if you do see a spike in your electric bills, they're the first people you should call because the number one source of energy consumption in your home is your heating and AC. 277-2125. For plumbing issues, their plumbers are not only experts, but they're incredibly talented people. Everybody that works for Clark's, it's so familial. These are people you will feel like you've known, even though you meet them for the first time when they come to your house to do a service. They're that friendly. They're that warm. And Clark's Club members have access 24/7, 365. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payment, payments. If you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Soon, the 17-year cicadas will emerge. And these cute carcass-shedding friends will have lots of questions.
How do I contact my friends on AOL Instant Messenger? I need to know how many CSIs there are, or what's been happening with my favorite show, The Apprentice.
It's okay, little guys. We can help you set up social media accounts.
Oh, dear. Why are there so many grown adults acting like 14-year-old girls? This country needs guidance. Where's America's dad, Bill Cosby?
Show your insect buddies there's a new way to find mates via dating apps.
Is it a requirement that all single people have photo ops with tigers?
Oh boy, wait till you meet the Tiger King.
Well, we've missed a lot, but there are two things we know for certain. These Bernie Sanders memes are old, and Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Welcome back, cicadas. Literally, no one missed you.
I'm just a humble bug, but I'm pretty sure you're all using the word literally wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we thought 2020 was a whack year, and it was. I just finished my magazine column. It's called Crashmas Memories, because it was good right to the last suck. Now we got cicadas to worry about. For those who last year said, watch, if Biden wins the election, the MFing election, excuse me, I'm trying to be passionate here. The coronavirus will go away. Well, the coronavirus is very real, obviously. But have you noticed that since last Wednesday, when we installed our new Washington president, Michigan, California, Illinois, New Jersey, and New York, it's time to reopen. It's time to stop killing our businesses to make a point with Trump so we can hurt the economy and prevent his reelection. Isn't that amazing? If I lived in one of those cities, I would be so infuriated that they didn't care. They cared more about damaging the national economy from their state than they did about all the thousands of people whose dreams went up in government bullshit last year. That's what happened. These are sick people. Not only that, so all of a sudden these states are reopening. What's the other thing? We mentioned this on Saturday morning. There's nothing we can do about the trajectory of the virus, even though he criticized Trump continuously the campaign for not managing it better. And then there's one more thing, which I can't recall.
Well, the coronavirus numbers are coming down.
No, well, they are. Yes. But the networks... The networks, they've been in on this too from the get-go, and y'all know it. Fox, CNN, they're no longer showing this gigantic death toll on TV. The inference always being that 400,000 people died from the coronavirus, and they never, ever bothered to differentiate between people who passed, not that one's better than the other, but passed exclusively from the virus or had comorbidity issues. Most did. Most were vulnerable from some other condition. But they never bother with that. 400,000 people are dead. Because that's what scares people. Terry.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I have a theory on why your insurance went skyrocket.
The coronavirus?
You're bicycling? Oh, you're bicycling?
Oh,
yeah.
And you're quitting your smoking. They heard about it. It's a conspiracy to get more money out of you. That's what that is.
I thought, you know, maybe the virus, I meant in that vulnerable age group, although the people, they have no idea what incredible shape I'm in. So maybe or maybe they looked and found out I voted for Trump and they decided to punish me. I don't know.
I hope not, because I couldn't afford that if they find out I did.
This is 125% increase. You expect to pay more every year because you get older. And the risk,
that's incredible.
And the risk gets higher.
And Leon's getting larger.
So
I'd like to give a date, if I could.
Yes.
By the way, I had originally said...
Go ahead.
Sir?
What's your date? Terry, which date?
April 4th.
April 4th.
Okay.
Okay, that's available. And by the way, this is not a death prediction contest. It's when Joe exits so that Kamala can come in and be the real soccer.
Yeah, I had originally said 3 months, but I'm going to go with maybe April 4th.
April 4th. Okay, we accept. Thank you so much. And Ken, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
You know, the presidential physical exams are normally done in January, and with him just taking office, he won't have an official one until next year. So they'll be able to pretty much hide it all of 2021, but they won't be able to hide it after his exam next January. So I would expect it to be next spring in 2022, probably after the State of the Union is made, because he can still teleprompt that.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I think that's when you're going to start seeing things. They're going to give him a year that they can hide it. But once he has that presidential physical exam and the results are public, for the most part, they won't be able to hide it anymore.
You see, here's the thing, Ken. I'm not disagreeing with your premise, but even if they bent him over tomorrow, would you trust whatever they told the public? I couldn't. These people wouldn't know the truth if it crawled up their butts and jumped off the tip of their tongues.
Yeah, but it'd be too bad as far as image-wise if they take him out this early. If they remove him from office or he quits this early, it would not look good on paper and to the eyes of even the average person.
Yeah.
It'll be next year. It'll be next year, in my opinion.
All right, well, if he makes it to next year, we'll start another contest.
Yeah, I've got you down for spring of 22, Ken.
I'm not worried about winning. I think we've lost no matter what happens.
Kind of inclined to agree, but we still have power in numbers, and there's plenty of us. Thank you, Ken, for joining us. There's a little business on Coliseum Boulevard just north of Atlanta Highway. We'll be visiting this business soon, John Lee Paints, because the interior of our house, and we ate some exterior touch-ups, but the interior is just looking dingy. I don't know if it's because I spent more time at the house or what, but it's ready to get refreshed. And we will use Richard's paint, which is what we used in our last home about 8 years ago now. And it's just an amazing finish. First of all, professionals get the results they do because they know they've got to use a quality paint to get a quality result. And if they want to get it in a timely fashion, and any professional painter can look at a room and know exactly how long it should take them to paint it, to edge it, to work around fixtures and all that kind of stuff that painters do, they know exactly to the minute how long it should take and what they can estimate for the customer.
Jeff.
But they've got to depend on a paint that's going to give them that kind of result, and that's what you get from Richards. For exterior, John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof. Brilliant, vibrant colors that stay that way because they're formulated to resist